101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station. Online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a very nice long weekend. You are listening to... See, I don't know which one to do. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday acting like a Monday, so let's just go Steen on Sports.
Yeah, it's Steen on Sports
with an
today.
Asterisk.
I got a special guest coming in I got to tell Scott about for Thursday. Kind of excited. So we'll see what he thinks about that. You're listening to Steen on Sports on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. All the podcasts are up, and we got downloaded a bunch since I put them up, so that's kind of cool.
Excellent.
I like it. I won't let it get that far behind again. That was a long time.
Well, I thought I was confused with technology when I'm like,
that seems
am I going
old.
To the wrong page?
Today's Twins-Yankees game got postponed due to weather coming into Minneapolis. So they're playing a doubleheader tomorrow.
Gotcha.
So I have to be honest, I don't know how much you're going to hear. I know it doesn't cut into my program, I may have to ask somebody when I walk out of here. But,
gotcha.
So they're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow, starting at 2:30, I do believe. That's Wednesday. Thursday, first NFL game. We have the Buffalo Bills in the Los Angeles Rams. Friday is the Twins-Guardians game. Saturday, Northern Iowa takes on North Dakota. Sunday, Chiefs-Cardinals at 2 o'clock pregame, and Sunday Night Football, Buccaneers and Cowboys.
That's all on this channel.
Wow. Next Monday for Monday Night Football is Broncos and Seahawks. Next Tuesday after 7 o'clock, so they follow us, is the first Chiefs Kingdom with Mitch Holtis.
Excellent.
So that's kind of cool. Next Wednesday, Twins-Royals, and next Thursday, it's a big game right out of the chute. Second game of the year, you got Chiefs versus Chargers.
You betcha.
So a lot of stuff going on. Hope everybody, like I said, hope everybody had a good weekend. Enjoyed, relaxed.
Busy. Holy buckets. Did we try to put 20 pounds in a 5-pound bag?
Yeah, so it was kind of crazy. I mean, Friday after we left here, we were getting ready to go to the Iowa State game, so we were... Went to Hy-Vee, went to T's house and dropped off stuff and went up and went to the Iowa State game on Saturday. The bridge is cool.
Oh, heck yeah.
The bridge is really cool when you have a whole bridge full of people. And that was going in and coming out. So
how was it? Did the bottleneck pretty bad or did it move pretty good?
You know, it bottlenecked so that you could see, but it still looked like people were walking the whole entire time.
Right. Well, I mean, if you came from the north side by Jacobson, it's still bottleneck over there anyway.
Absolutely.
You know?
Having the student section, so we have seats in Sukup.
Yep.
So having we didn't know what it was going to be like to have the student section right next to us. Awesome.
I bet.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So it all seemed getting into the stadium seemed, I mean, it was much quicker because we went in. As soon as we heard the we all took off and headed in, and we were at our seats before they started coming in. So I'll take that any day. And it was a beautiful day and a beautiful field and a really fun time had by all. So
excellent.
And we'll talk more as well with the Hawkeyes. I bet that was great. You know, a lot of fans, pomp and circumstance of being the first game. Don't know how interesting it was to watch game.
Well, and I wasn't at Kinnick, but we were in Cedar Rapids visiting the Mount Mercy young man, our youngest. And then, so we ended up going to a couple different places, and it was black and gold everywhere. Trust me.
Oh.
When I'm watching Iowa State on my phone, I was definitely the
odd
duck was well put. But it was to hear everything from the verbiage to the opinions to the expletives of of question during the Iowa game was interesting.
So we kind of we'll talk about that. I have our day kind of scheduled out, which is
way
unlike me. But we're just going to recap what happened this weekend. I'm going to do my sponsors here in just a second. In that second hour, we'll talk about the Cyclones game and the Hawkeye game, and then talk a little Cy-Hawk stuff, and then we'll do some potpourri. Look at Thursday night's game and the NFL coming up, and our new thing. So on Tuesdays, we're going to go field goal picks. So you get to pick a professional, college, either one. We'll each pick three against the spread. Okay. And then on Thursday, just to put it up, we'll do touchdown picks. So we'll pick seven games, no matter what you have.
Gotcha.
So, okay. I mean, it took a lot for me to come up with those two little catchy names.
The catchy phrases. I think, man, I'm going to have to do some research on some kickers here, but okay.
No. So we can't do this if it wasn't for our sponsors, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Woodman Controls, and iCubs. Heard my first come and go commercial today.
Very nice.
You're supposed to be working on a come and go.
I'm working
on. Work on it.
One. You gave me a time frame.
I did. So that's awesome. And I bet on BetMGM this weekend. I had because I lost a couple. Had two emails right afterwards. Sent money right back into my account. So love them to death. Glad they're back. So with all that being said, Thursday, our guest on Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott for the 4:40 hour and the 5 o'clock hour, and he might stay up until he has to leave at 5:30. No one other than Mr. John Schaefer's coming in studio.
Get out.
Yes.
Look at you.
Yes. It wasn't even me. He texted me and said, I'm coming in. I'm like, all right, dude, let's go. So
I wonder what his opinion's going to be about this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be interesting. So just to recap some of the weekend, a lot of football.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful weather. How was Cedar Rapids?
Actually, we had some drizzle. We went to MoCo. MoCo again was it's close to the Mount Mercy campus and full of Hawkeyes. All kinds of Hawkeyes. But no, we went to another called the Sag Wagon. It's an outside bar, but again, they had some really cool places. Very Hawkeye oriented as well. It was like I said, it was an interesting day. A lot of fun was had, but just to kind of sit back and watch the demeanor was whew.
Yeah, it was interesting. Like I said,
lots of opinions.
We're going to talk about the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones after this first hour.
Oh yeah,
Iowa State. It was fun to get up there. It was fun to see everybody. And that I like that game time too. 1:30. That's a really good game time. I mean, I think the Hawkeye one at 3:30 is not bad. And we are having a great celebration day, but sad to watch the Iowa Hawkeye and Cyclone game because we're losing a couple of friends to Florida.
It's a Florida state, not the football team.
Yes,
but that is, and if you looked at the weekend forecast,
it's not awesome.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a pool party.
Yes.
So
it may be just
chilly and rainy, but we're still going to tear it up. So
we will, because the last kind of their last weekend in their house, and all that being said, going to miss.
They are the type of people with a sense of humor that made up koozies that says former friends and pictures of them. Like, really? Come on.
Exactly.
Good stuff.
What else do we have? I'm trying to think what else I did this weekend, man. That's crazy.
Really?
What else did I do? What did I do?
What did we do Sunday night?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
that's right.
Hello.
Yeah. So we all went to Loverboy.
Together, yes, separately. It was
together, yeah.
That
Loverboy,
was phenomenal.
Styx, and REO. And everybody today, I mean, there was a few people at work that went, and we kind of all sat around, and I think everybody had the same type of thing, and then Chad had done some research, too. So we all knew that Loverboy was going to open. I mean, and they did 6-7 songs. Mike Reno sounded really good.
Right.
I mean, he's 67 years old.
Right.
I mean, he sounded good. I'd love to say he looked like Mike Reno in 1980, but he did not. But he looked pretty good.
He looked better than I had seen in the past.
Yes. And not, I think there was him and another guy were the only, I can't remember if there was two originals or three.
I think it's three.
It could have been. It could have been the guitar and the bass guy. I couldn't remember all of them. Not the drummer that I don't. But I'm gonna let that go. So the talk, and I wanted to get your opinion. After watching Styx perform and watching REO perform, if you don't know this side thing that I'm going to tell you, which do you think should have been two and who should have been the final?
See, and that I don't think that's fair because I've heard that they've been doing this for so long together that they go back and forth.
Right. It depends.
It's not a who's the headliner.
No, it depends on who has connection to the city more than the other.
Exactly.
Is what they're doing.
Right.
And it showed because somebody asked and like, well, I just don't get it. I'm like, listen, Styx got two encore songs. You don't give two encore songs to the number two group.
Right.
I mean, these are two headliners. But even though same era, two different types of music. REO's more of a rock and roll band and Styx is more of a
operatic theater
hybrid.
Exactly. Because
they can rock out. I mean, Renegade kind of rock out.
Right.
But Tommy Shaw still good. The new keyboardist is unbelievable.
Well, still, I mean, you look that's what got me is I'm looking up there and I went, I don't think Kevin Cronin, the lead singer for
71 years old.
No, just 70. But the bassist was 69, and I'm looking and I'm like, oh, I don't think he hit that note. I'm like, dude, he's 70. And he's doing great.
Yeah,
but,
he's unbelievable.
But still, phenomenal show. Styx just blew it out of the water. But the guy, because it's not Dennis DeYoung. He hasn't been around forever.
No,
they're leading it's ahead. But massively entertaining.
Great
the
artists.
The place was packed.
It was unbelievable.
I didn't really see much, maybe two or three under the age of 25. You know, it's...
Yeah.
But the, let's just say, our group, our demographic, the 48 to 58 was well covered.
Well represented. So if you're thinking how Wells Fargo goes, so they set the stage up on the south side. We were on, and we were sitting on the north side. You were kind of sitting right in the middle.
We were phenomenal. We were fairly close.
Oh, great seats.
Yeah.
But I've been to a lot of concerts there. I've never seen people sitting in the southeast and southwest far corners.
Right, above.
And they were up at the rafters looking down behind the band, and they were full.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, we've been to countless things in there from NCAA to Iowa Energy to me.
Yeah.
When we go and stuff, we had tickets down there and stuff. There's not a bad seat.
No.
I mean, I looked up at the people in the top of the third section and went, that's some commitment to come to a show, dude.
It's commitment. If you go to the restroom, man, you do it once. I mean, because that's a hike.
See, that was perfect for us because we were five from the top. We were a third of the way up toward the – I mean, it was close to the amenities. The concert was great. You could see it was – but, yeah, it was
a good time. It was a good time. So, I mean, that was awesome. And then – I finished my Sunday up golfing with my wife and my brother-in-law, Aaron, and my
sister. Your Sunday or your Monday?
Monday.
Okay.
And then my sister-in-law rode with us, and we played golf. It was awesome. Hotter than what you thought. I mean, it started out kind of cool, and then it got warm, but it was fun. Fun time had by all.
I assembled a piece of furniture in the garage, and I was drenched. So, yeah, it was toasty out.
Long weekends lead to long Tuesdays at work.
Yeah, but it's a short week.
It's a short week.
And it's Cy-Hawk.
It is Cy-Hawk. So we have all that going on. We have Thursday night football. Baseball's coming in. So just a little throw of a baseball to you. I read some new stuff. I'll read it when we do Potpourri too. But the Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge fight for the MVP. And it comes down to, and I just wanted your quick opinion on this, is the most valuable player to you the best person having the best season or the best person having the best season and his team is doing well? That's what this MVP race is going to come down to in the American League. Because I think Shohei Ohtani is doing things that nobody ever did, has never done. He has 11 wins. He's over 30 home runs. He's going to have 100 RBIs, 188 strikeouts.
Right. I think it always has to be the second of the two. You have to be on a team that's meaningful,
right.
And be a game changer.
And Aaron Judge, everybody's like, well, he's gonna, you know, he's gonna start freezing up. He's hit 6 home runs in the past 7 days. He's at 50. He's at 56, I think. 50. Yes. He's either at 55 or 56. So he has to be the and I'm with this. I listened to people doing it today, and I'm not going to do it how they did it. I'm just saying he hit 62 home runs. He's the home run. He's the season home run champ to me of all time. All the rest of them explain themselves. I don't want to explain myself what he's doing now. That also could change in 5 years if you find out that he wasn't clean or somebody else wasn't clean. But 62 home runs without using performance enhancing drugs.
We talk about he's a freak though. I mean, what is he? 6'7"?
6'8", 6'7", 6'8", 245. Just
powerful.
Oh my gosh.
But that is one of the things. Powerful, tall, I mean, agility, all the different things. Is it sustainable for
for a $300 million contract for the next 7 years, which somebody's gonna have to pay.
Right.
I don't know.
Can he fulfill that though?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he It's tough on him because I know what he wants to do. Yeah. He wants to play right field. They've had injuries this year. He's played all-star level, gold glove level center field for them. But that's, man, I either want him at first base or I want him DH in over the next 5 to 6 years just to try to keep him healthy.
Right.
But he doesn't, that's not what he wants to do either. So you never know. And Ohtani with a new new ownership coming in, you never know what they're going to do because you're going to have to pay him not as much.
I don't see him being an angel.
I don't think so either. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk about the Cy-Hawk games and the Cy-Hawk game coming up, but they're games they had this weekend. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I'll be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
It's a good start to the afternoon commute. No accidents.
Sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. It was a nice long weekend, so we always enjoy that. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. All of our shows are up on Audio Boom, which pushes them out to, my feeling is, everything that you listen, that you can pull podcasts up on, you're going to see those. Tonight, Hawkeye Huddle comes on after us tonight. It's Tuesday. And Yankees and Twins were supposed to be joined in progress, but they got rained out. So after the Hawkeye Huddle, you will just go back to CBS Sports Radio. Wednesday, Twins and Yankees first pitch at 6:05. And just to mention this one, Thursday, the Bills are at the Rams, and on our Thursday Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, we'll bet that game every which way. So you'll have that to look forward to. So this segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. 2 locations in Ankeny, 1 in West Des Moines. They have a new branch in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, many, many more across the state. Their thing that goes across everywhere in there is commitment that you can count on. That commitment is going to take care of your personal, your business, your mortgage, agriculture, if you have that. This is Iowa, wealth management, private banking, all of those. And the commitment part of it is that they're not looking at you as, you know, one of many, you know, like we're all the same. And the commitment comes into making you unique and only taking care of what you need. So the only thing that we ask that when you go into Northwest Bank, to do 2 things. Tell them Steen sent you or tell them Scott and Steen sent you. The second thing is have a general idea what you're looking for so you can give them an idea and then see what they can do for you, because you will not be disappointed. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. Okay, which game do you want to talk about first? You want to talk Hawkeyes? You want to talk Cyclones?
It's a rough subject, but let's talk about the Hawkeyes.
Okay. Your first reaction. Now, I didn't get to see it. My one complaint in Ames. Somebody, when we have however many 60,000 people in there, we have to find a way that we can get service in there. Because you can't
Cell service, you mean?
Yeah, you walk outside the stadium and, man, it's amazing. I don't know what happens when you walk in the stadium that does that. Nothing. None of us could get, every once in a while you could see it. And
not that I'm a conspiracist, but isn't that by design? So you're not
and maybe it is. But if they're going to do that, they need to flash the scores up on the board more often than what they're doing. Because we were just in. And once we saw that it was like, what was the when we saw it? Oh, it was
4-3.
4-3.
And you're
like, what the heck? No, it was 5-3. So they got a field goal, and then it went 7-3, and everybody in the stadium said at the same time. Two safety? I mean, it was like a low murmur.
Right. But then again, okay, that is the, the flash view of that. The defense was doing what the defense was supposed to do.
Absolutely. And it wasn't the MVP, again, was Mr. Taylor, the punter, punting them inside to get them so they could bring pressure to get those two safeties.
Right.
My quick thoughts on that. Offensive line looked a little shaky, but you expect that.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer, if he has time, I think he can look through his progressions and be okay. Nobody was open, and he didn't have a lot of time. And those two things.
Okay,
I'm being nice.
You're being nice, and you're seeing it slightly different than I saw a few things.
Those two things, and my other one would be is. After sitting and being in Jack Trice and seeing the creativity and the imagination of an offense, and then watching a replay of that Iowa game where there is none, and athletes, they could get open.
They capped that, though. You got to believe that they went with the most conservative plan, not to show anything.
But that's what you want, though. You want to win that game 7-3 and play like that.
If it would have been 14-3, he still would have sat on the ball.
No, it probably.
You know,
don't understand that. You have a team full of new players in new positions as in importance. You know, you have Arlen Bruce. You have to play well. You have the two Williams boys. You have to play. Right. It's not like we can bring Tyler back in here and have Tyler run. You two have to play well. Right. I would want to bury South Dakota State.
Tell me a game that he's bar- – I mean
– No, I know. And
everybody's going to Iowa State back in – or whatever. But
my thought process that I had was – if South Dakota State and Simu played on a neutral field, South Dakota State would beat them by two or three touchdowns as well. Maybe.
South Dakota State and Simu. Yes,
I know that for sure, but it probably is true. And I'm okay with that. And I'll explain that when we talk about the Cyclones. I would still be worried. Okay, your defense didn't see anything from South Dakota State either.
Right.
I mean, they don't have that imagination. In the conference that they play in, unlike you and I, South Dakota State builds their defense. South Dakota State is Iowa to the FCS.
Right.
That's what they are. They play tough
South
defense.
I mean, they lost their tight end. Yeah. Tight end, that was a major weapon.
Yeah, and they try to win games with their defense and not make mistakes. And they made two mistakes. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that's just good punting. The fact that you walk away from a game, the only thing that you can talk about your punter is not good.
Okay, but what's your overall vibe of it though? Was it to me there was it's a very, and I am not here to bash, I'm not here to point fingers or whatever, but it was just to me with Petrus that it was don't think, throw it in the midst. I mean, thread the needle, boom, it went in. Look up, guys wide open. Oh, don't miss this one. And then he got too much mind into the easy ones and then it was overthrow, or it was behind, or whatever it was. It just, they're, when does that change?
I don't know.
When do you get over that?
And this would be my preface before saying everything I'm going to say, is that I agree with you that it's going to be a totally different Iowa team when they play Iowa State, and they'll probably play great. He's not going to change. And if I'm an Iowa Hawkeye fan, and I have him, and I have Alex Padilla, and that's it, I don't like it. I don't like where we're at.
Oh, I agree.
And it would scare me. And if it was me leading into a game that, listen, Iowa has our number more than anybody. I mean, right. and
for 6 years running. I mean, look over the last 25 years.
It's not even worth fighting. I mean, I don't even fight. I'm like, yep, you guys are right.
Right.
Doesn't make me stop being a Cyclone fan, and it doesn't make me stop being a Hawkeye fan either. But you should have came out, no matter what, you should have came out, and that should have been a 24-3 first half, and then you could have played people.
They couldn't even 31-6. Yeah.
This is the part that they screwed up on. They couldn't rest anybody.
Right.
They had to play everybody they had to win that game.
Right.
I mean, that's just, it's, I don't get it. I mean, that's the part.
I'm not here to pile it all on Petras. I'm not saying that it's the offensive line. I know they've made some corrections that they're talking about, I mean, trying to shore things up.
What did you say on Friday? You're missing someone that's been the rock of that line for 4 years.
Cornerstone.
And he's getting ready to be the rock of my line for the next 15.
Well, he was pretty angry during preseason, Mr. Linderbaum. So hopefully he'll,
I think
rope
he'll
it
be,
in for you. I think he'll be just fine.
No, I just...
Is your quarterback going to be around in Baltimore, or is there anything new on that?
Well, he's going to be around this year, and then next year his contract goes to like $53 million with the way the tag is, and then your Dolphins are going to have to see how much stuff they have to give away.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to do that. You'll be just fine.
I
am not here to say, because you never can believe in, well, if this game went this way. And this game went this way. Therefore, if you beat them and we beat, that means we're better than you. No, it's week by week. This is one of the most emotional games in the state.
Right. It's home field advantage, and it home field advantage doesn't even matter. We have not, in the last 6 years, we have not taken care of the ball. If we take care of the ball and don't make turnovers, and I said we, I've never ever said on this show that I'm not a we with Iowa State.
Right.
It still doesn't mean that we're going to win the game.
No.
But it means we're in the game. And that's the reason we weren't in the game, is we've made too many turnovers.
I'll tell you this. I was with my son and his roommates, Iowa fans, true and true. They would love to come in on Wednesday for a segment and give their 2 cents about why Iowa's going to win. But we did. We were going back and forth, acknowledging the mistakes that were made. It should have been this, and everything. But I looked right square at Cheese in the face and said, it's still going to be a 7.5-point advantage. I mean, the 3.5 that it's at right now, I really – to me, that's drawn in Iowa State money is what they're trying to do.
But absolutely.
I thought it's 7 or 7.5 because it's at Kinnick and because of history and because it's a Cy-Hawk. I don't care about the performance that you just saw.
They're older. They have more experience.
This isn't Kurt Ferentz's second year. So many people want to put their blame on Bryant. They want to put their blame on the line. They want to put the blame on Petras. There was a lot of bad variables that went on.
Right.
For me, with BetMGM coming back on board with this, I am going to lean towards, I think Iowa State can cover.
I think they can too. It depends. Different mindset too. And just quickly on Iowa State, Hunter Deckers surprised the heck out of me. I knew what I was expecting, and he was even better than that. Rocco Brett came in and played, and they let him throw on his first series unbelievably well. My thing is,
so
Brian Ferentz came from he was the head offensive line guy. Offensive line didn't play well. Now he's the offensive coordinator. I don't know how you get if Keegan Johnson doesn't play, again, and Nico Reganey is not playing.
Right. Where do you find your spark?
That's because you didn't get a spark from either running back either, and that has nothing to do with your game plan. That is my guys blocking your guys, and my guys are going to run.
Right.
That's what I was expecting. I was expecting a 28-10 game, and Iowa had 300 yards rushing.
Exactly.
Because they weren't going to throw the ball because they didn't want to show that, and
didn't want to expose pitchers.
But they couldn't run. They couldn't do anything.
Right.
And I don't know. So if you take that, now once again, I'm saying this with a grain of salt that if South Dakota State played Simu, I'm telling you South Dakota State would beat them. So they played the better team. We came out and did exactly what we needed to do. We moved the ball, we blocked, we ran, he threw.
Were you surprised they didn't cover?
Did
you think they were going to cover?
No, and I bet the under. Okay. I bet them not covering, right. And I bet the under. This is what I saw, and this is the cool part, and if T was sitting here, he'd say the same thing. When you get to sit in the end zone in Sioux Cup, you get to see plays. And I saw Hunter Deckers take the snap and look a receiver and look a receiver and look a receiver.
Right.
And the person he was throwing it to hadn't even looked at yet and threw the ball. When you can do what he did, now they're going to put more pressure on him. But when you can do what he did, looking at all those, they don't have enough people to cover everybody. And he had one bad throw. And I don't know if it was a bad route or it was just a bad throw.
Right.
And they scored a touchdown off of it. And I get it. And you can't do that next weekend, this coming weekend. You can't do that. Hunter Decker's the real deal.
25 of 31, 80.6 percentage, 293 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. That's what I would expect out of that game.
Yeah. X had 3 touchdowns, one of the first time in Cyclone history.
Yep. 128 yards, 8 receptions.
And there were people open. And then Rocco Brett came in.
Yep.
And threw a couple of beautiful passes, and you're like, oh, my Lord. He looked good, too.
Jarrell Brock, he was the one that got free, or is he the answer to our next running back?
I think he's the answer to the next running back, but they have two other ones that are going to see time because they're different. Jarrell Brock is not Breece Hall. Jarrell Brock is half of Breece Hall and half of David Montgomery, which makes him Jarrell Brock.
Eli Sanders or Norton?
I'm almost thinking Norton got hurt. They brought another guy in. They had a fourth guy that ran.
Silas.
Silas ran the ball really hard.
Yeah.
And he's hard to see because he's just a little dude.
But he's like
a fullback, like he's a little and excited.
Yeah.
We like seeing
a fire
him.
Plug and yeah. just speed. And
They threw a touchdown pass to a tight end. There are two tight ends that were on the field, blocked like crazy, just like old
good.
Times.
So, I mean, it still had the feel of last year,
yep.
just with new faces and new numbers.
And it's hard to tell what the defense is going to be like because Simu did not run the ball. They threw the ball. And it was in shotgun and quick passes. And they've been.
Which is interesting because,
they bend and never broke. And so it was worth it. It was fun. So when we come back,
still wide open about this weekend.
We'll give you a little bit more, and then we'll do some potpourri as well. You're listening to Speed on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Scott and I will be back in a second.
It's go time. Mahomes takes good in Des Moines. You're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in again. Happy Tuesday. First hour went fast.
Wow.
You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website is 1700thechamp.com. All the podcasts are up, so you can go give them a download and give them a listen. It was a good week last week, so I think you'll like them. This segment is going to be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. Founded in the Midwest in 2011, they provide quality, health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for your employees, for the building, wherever they are needed. They are certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep their environment safe and more healthy for everyone. Once again, Heritage Building Maintenance, thank you for being a part of the show. So overall, on the Hawkeyes, I mean, I don't defense, B plus, A. I mean, it was close. Special teams, definitely an A because of Torrey Taylor. I mean, it's unbelievable how he kicks the ball. And
I might just go B though with the defense. I mean, it's yes, they did what they were supposed to do, but. It wasn't.
No turnovers. They were minus two in turnovers, right? Did Iowa have two turnovers?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were minus two in turnovers. But offensively, I don't know how you give them.
You would hope that they would be that good against South Dakota State.
Yeah.
Right?
Offensively, you have to give them. I mean, I don't like them. You have to give them C minus, D plus, just because. Yeah. I mean, if they had.
Wait. I got this. We can't give them a passing score.
See what I did there. Like
okay, that's good stuff. Wow.
And that's coming from a Hawkeye guy, or not a Hawkeye guy, Hawkeye family guy.
Oh,
yeah, he has people that he has to look out for.
Say, trust me, this is going to be kind of a quiet week until it's not a quiet week.
Exactly.
So.
You know, and that was my, you know, everybody was so excited when they were walking out and stuff. I'm like, listen, 6 years, you know, and then the words that came out of my mouth, I'm still thinking about them. The words that came out of my mouth were, you know what? It used to bother me. And when we beat Iowa, it made our season. I don't care anymore. Right. I want my season to be my – I want to win the Big 12. I want to win games. That's all I care about. You can't – there is no way in the world that you can stop playing this game except for I guarantee you where the Big 10 is headed and where the Big 12 is headed, the chances of this game getting played every year
still
is not.
I'm sorry, do your headphones
happen.
Hear what I hear? I hear Hawkeye fans galore going, that's talk from a man who's lost six in a row.
Six in a row. No, I'm with you. I have nothing to say about it. And if you want to ask me, would I give up my team and join your team? No. I love rooting for you when you're not playing Iowa State, and I don't care that you beat us.
I think it bothered
the fans more than it bothered the football team. I mean, the football team doesn't like to lose. Matt Campbell doesn't like to lose.
No.
I would rather lose to Iowa than lose to Baylor. I'm sorry. I would.
I agree with that.
I want to beat Baylor. I want to beat teams in the Big 12 when it matters so I can go where I want to go.
Well, I also would like to get to the place where we just don't go, well, I'll take that as a loss, take that as a loss, take that as a loss.
Right.
I want to be in every game.
I want to be in every game. And the other thing is,
same with the Hawkeyes.
My other thought process on this whole circle of this game was where recruiting was 6 years ago to where recruiting is now. Does Iowa still get more of the kids in this state? Yes, but they don't get them all and they don't get the best. It's just not automatic. So, to me, that matters just as much. So
I was going to say,
Matt
the ones they're getting are pretty
right,
darn
Matt
good.
Campbell coming right. in, if he changed anything, he changed two things. We don't lose a lot of games in the fourth quarter, Paul Rhodes. Right. And we're not just happy beating Iowa, Dan McCarney, who I love both of those guys.
But that was
he
the teeter of the yep. process, that it was possible to win.
Right. And that's what you have to do. Listen, I can't sit in here and say anything
combo,
else.
Baby.
Yeah, I cannot sit here. I would never say it. I wouldn't say it to the Hawkeye Huddle guys. Hope they have a great show today. I have no idea in the world what they're going to be talking about.
I am listening as much as I went down and I was a fly on the wall listening to them last week. I would love to be a fly on the wall this week.
If they talk about Iowa State at all, I'd be shocked. Or maybe that's all they're going to talk about because they don't want to talk about last week's game. I don't know.
Maybe they're still talking about Nebraska.
And it has nothing. And this has been my other one all along. If you want to put blame on somebody because of the game, don't put blame on the quarterback. You can talk about it, but don't put blame. Don't put blame on it. Coaches get the credit when they win. Coaches get the credit when they lose. That's the way it should be. If you're going to take the high life and have all the fun, you got to take the crap too. And as far as I'm concerned, Kirk Ferentz was out there. Brian Ferentz was out there. They took their medicine and away they went, and they're on to the next one.
And we've seen first week losses and flat games on both these schools, and it next week is next week. I'm telling you.
See, and here's the thing. So my little takes on Iowa State. A lot of people thought that Matt Campbell would leave because of that first recruiting class that he had, and they came all the way through.
Right.
And to say, you know, now I can, you know, I put my heart into this program. Watching him on the sidelines, he's got a whole new group that he's like, okay.
Well, see, and that's...
these guys even fit me. Maybe they even fit me a little more, and how we're doing things and how everything worked. I mean, we didn't have to blow timeouts. Plays were in and out. I mean, not a lot of penalties. Now, once again, we weren't playing the best team in the world. I understand that, but there was times when we didn't play the best team in the world.
We
couldn't score.
We still had to play the game. You just don't go up there and get handed. You still have to play the game, and it does kind of have that vibe when you like watch what you were watching or listen to them and things like that. That it's not okay. We did this. Check, check, check. Everything's done. This list is done. Here's time for me to move on to bigger and better things. It's like he's got a list of 10 or 12, and he maybe just checked one.
Oh, I
mean, it does not – this is not I'm halfway done. This is
no.
I got a few more things to prove.
No, I just don't – listen, the only thing that I could think of is Ryan Day moves on to the NFL and – he goes and coaches Ohio State. I don't know what other program you take that you're going to have the ties that he has here.
Right. Exactly.
So,
But he's the type of guy that he wants to have a, this is really looking into the future, a coaching tree in place of, all right, if I'm leaving, I'm not leaving the cupboard bare from player or coach.
Right.
It's, he's creating.
And he has such a good recruiting class. These next two recruiting classes are really, really good. For us and as for a Division I football team.
Well, and see, that goes back to something we were just saying a little bit ago, that it's now, it used to be everyone that was worth anything would go to Iowa now, or they wouldn't go to Iowa State. It wasn't they were going to go to Iowa or Iowa State. It was they're either going to go to Iowa or they don't go,
or they're going to go somewhere else.
So the fact that J.J. Cole is going to Iowa State
is
10 years ago, he's going to Auburn. You know?
No, that's true. And the one thing that I'll say once again about Hunter Deckers, Iowa's defense is looking at the game film of Hunter Deckers and going, okay, what we did in the past, because I love Brock Purdy. I love me some Brock Purdy.
Oh, sure.
But he was locked. I mean, if his guy that he thought he was going to have or there wasn't obvious, he was running. And Hunter Deckers, and Hunter Deckers is a runner, but lost a lot of weight, so he doesn't run as much as he did before,
right.
And he ran out of bounds every time.
So the description of the gunslinger that he is,
that is
came
true.
Out,
and it's not a forced gunslinger.
It was looked down, looked down.
I'm looking people off to let somebody. I mean, he had, and I have to say, I might have been listening to a competitor earlier, and he said just the same thing I would say. It was on the play that he hit X for the touchdown. It was fourth down. He had a wide open receiver, and he looked at him, and he looked at him, and he looked at him, and he looked at him until X got past, and then he flipped it to X, knowing I'm going to hit him. I don't think except for the pass that he threw that for the interception for a touchdown, he didn't really throw a bad pass all day. And, I mean, it's been a long time. And,
right.
And for the University of Iowa or Iowa State that had a quarterback, that could sit back there and look people and either look them off to throw somewhere else or look at who they're going to throw, and they're all converging and throw the other way. I don't think either one. Drew Tate was the last guy that I can think of from Iowa that did that consistently. He was always trying to look downfield, so he was always looking
short.
Well,
and that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing out at the next level also.
Yes.
Are guys that do that flawlessly.
Right. Patrick Mahomes is the best.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I'll take this five yard. I'm going to take the boom, and throws a 45 yard.
I don't even look where I throw.
Yeah, exactly.
I
have to look. He's the best. All right. This is going way too fast. And it didn't have the music didn't come on right away. I'm like, we were kept talking.
You were like, uh-oh.
We're ready for hour number two. You're listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I will be back. What did I have up here? Man, we're looking ahead to Thursday NFL and some NFL talk. That's coming up next with Scott and I. We'll be back right after this top of the hour break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3